The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
Tonight I would like to narrate to you some of the special virtues and fadilat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to Ali ibn Abi Talib. And these fazail will be in the words of Ali himself. This is actually almost 20 years after the passing away of Rasulullah. This is the time when the second Khalifa was injured fatally, and he appointed six individuals to be in a shura. It's a committee where they will sit down and choose among themselves who will be the next Khalifa. That towards the end of this discussion, when Ali was not given the Khilafat, he says, Ali stood up and he told them, لَأَحْتِجَنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ بِمَا لَا يَسْتَطِيعَ عَرَبِيُّكُمْ وَلَا عَجَمِيُّكُمْ يُغَيِّرُ ذَلِكَ. I'm going to present to you my arguments, which no Arab or non-Arab in the world of Islam will be able to change or deny. And then Amir al-Mu'mineen mentioned about 30 points. We don't have the time for it. Then we come to the last two statements, which are relevant to Ghadir, where Ali says, فَأَنْشِدُكُمْ بِاللَّهِ أَلْتَعْلَمُونَ عَنَّ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ قَالَ, I remind you of Allah. Do you know that the Prophet said, and he said this in different places, different occasions, especially in the event of Ghadir, in the largest audience that Rasulullah had seen in his life. And what did he say? Inni tarikum fikum saqalain. I'm leaving two precious things among you. Kitab Allah wa itrati. Allah's book and my family. لَن تَظِلُّوا مَا إِن تَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِهِمَا. You will never ever go astray if you hold on to both of them. And not only that, لَن يَفْتَرِقَ. They will not separate from one another. Anyone claims to have Ahlul Bayt but not the Quran is not true. Anyone says that we have the Quran but not the Ahlul Bayt, again is not true, because لَن يَفْتَرِقَ. Never ever will the Quran and Ahlul Bayt separate from one another. Hatta yarida alayya al-hawz, until they will come. The translation there is the mistake there. It should be until they, the Ahlul Bayt and the Quran, reach to me by the fountain on the day of Qiyamah. And the last example that I have here, I'd like to share with you, is فَأَنْشَدُكُمْ بِاللَّهِ, again about Ghadir. فَأَنْشَدُكُمْ بِاللَّهِ هَلْ فِيكُمْ أَحَدٌ. I remind you of Allah, he's talking to these members of the committee. Is there anyone among you about whom the Prophet said, and he said this in Ghadir, مَنْ كُنْتُ مَوْلَاهُ فَعَلِيٌّ مَوْلَاهُ. That whomsoever's master I am, Ali is his master. Allahumma wali man wala wa adi man ada. O Allah, love the person who loves Ali, and be the enemy of the person who is enemy of Ali. Not only that, Rasulullah gave this message in Ghadir. He made it a duty on every Muslim. لَيُبَلِّغُ الشَّاهِدِ مِنْكُمْ الْغَائِبِ. Those who are present here have to convey this message to those who are absent. Not only physically who were there, this message of Rasulullah has to be conveyed. Even when we know about it, it is our duty to convey it to those who don't know about it. There is no doubt about this issue of, you know, the words uttered by Rasulullah in Ghadir. No credible Sunni scholar would ever deny that this is not true. But what they do is they say, well, Mawla has different meanings. And you open the dictionary, yes, you will see Mawla, which masters, means master, and also it means a slave, for example. It also means a friend. Especially our Sufi brothers, you know, they say, well, you know, he was Mawla in the sense of our friend. Just think about it. Look at the first statement, Man kuntu Mawlahu. Whosoever's master and Mawla I am, Ali is his master. Is this a simple matter that he has gathered almost 100,000 people to declare to them that whoever considers me to be a friend, Ali is also his friend? Were all these people sitting there were enemies of Ali? If that is the reality, then Rasulullah really failed in his mission. How can it be? You have to look at the context. If there is one word which has 10 meanings, look at the context. What did he say before? Where he says, Alastu awla bikum min anfusikum. Do not I have more authority on you? And this is based on the ayat of Quran. Ar-Rasul awla min al-mu'minina bi anfusihim. The Nabi has more authority on the believers more than they themselves have on themselves. And so he asked this question, Alastu awla bikum min anfusikum. Do not I have more authority on you than yourselves? All of them said, Bala, yes, Ya Rasulullah. It's that moment that Rasulullah raised the hands of Ali, where he says, Man kuntu mawlahu. فَهَذَا عَلِيٌّ مَوْلَى Mawla here is same as the meaning of the sentence before, أَوْلَى, somebody who has more authority. It is about mastership and nothing else. And so then they say, well, yeah, it means he was a spiritual master. Where does it say in the words of Rasulullah? He didn't say, oh, your political master is someone else. In spiritual matters, go to Ali. Why did you then include him in the shura? Why did you all, 25 years after Ghadir, exactly by that day, 18th of Zulhijjah, you went to the door of Ali after the murder of the third Khalifa, insisting on him to become the Imam and the Khalifa? How come now the political and the spiritual leadership and mastership is coming together in the same person? And this is where we have to realize, you know, it's just playing with the words, trying to interpret according to justifying the history. But for us, Ali is Mawla in the same meaning that Rasulullah is Mawla, and Rasul is Mawla in the same meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Mawla.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adi Alimun Halim Hakimun Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد
صلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.